Hello. Oh, here's, I can hear.
There it is.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Hello.
We're here.
There's a bit of an echo, but I think okay. I think we don't have to be right on anymore.
Now I see why that computer volume is weak.
Oh. Is it feedback from the computers?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay, let's check. Put the microphone on and get this current source.
If you're feeling sadistic,
we'll take our chances.
I make a motion. Yeah. I know, right?
I already got it.
Okay, you might have to speak away from your microphone
yeah.
a little bit tonight because it's going to be check. Loud. We're having a little bit of technical challenges in the room.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing, because I think before people couldn't hear us. I know. Well, our virtual audience.
I was virtual last time. It was really hard to hear. So.
Yeah, so that's why you have to turn the volume up here, so that it can be heard on. So it gets recorded.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. I think we can start, yes? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's in the.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I know my name's too long.
In SharePoint.
Yours is long too. Right. I know, it's too long. It's always been too long. Because my mom wouldn't let me shorten it. No, that's okay. No, that's fine. Okay.
Heather?
Good evening and welcome to the November 14th, 2024 regular meeting of the Historic Preservation Committee. Oh, sorry. Oh, you're right. It's one of those like infinity things. Were you impacted at all by the fire?
Just the small, the town.
Oh.
Yeah. Lost his house.
Jeez, oh, that's terrible.
I actually grew up in the woods.
Oh, that's wow. That's worse.
That's awful. Yeah, we packed our to-go bag and we got the kitties all ready and we were waiting for the, because it was, you know, coming towards Kimball and Foothill and it was like, okay, deja vu all over again, so,
yeah. Did you leave?
No, we had no power.
Right, my parents live over by the college, they don't have power.
Okay. Because
I
wrote
that.
But it was just like, oh, man, do we have to go through this again? And then it's like,
it's awful.
Yeah, and then it's like, what do you think? And this is the, well, I've evacuated twice before, three times, and then this would have been the fourth time. And so it's like, it gets old.
It's stressful.
It's very stressful.
You're kind of over the college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel for those folks that lose everything. Friend lose college. Says where my actually the Thomas fire, my husband stayed with them for 10 days. And they had a couple of friends that lost their homes in the Thomas fire and they were like getting out there. So they went to Kingview and built bigger and better and got everything they wanted. They both lost their houses. Imagine going through that twice.
Yeah, it's so stressful when you come with a fire.
You know, it's like you just start to reaccumulate
He gave us an email this week. He's laughing.
He did. That's true. Yeah. He sent an email. But it's not on the agenda.
Correct.
So. Does anybody know why the Washington school got postponed?
They continued it to their first quarterly meeting next year, but I don't know what day that is.
But they held it because the property owners object to the nomination. I was at the meeting in August. I watched it. I just put it on because you can Zoom. You can Zoom it. And so I watched it. And it was very long. But
they all are.
The property owner objects. I'm not sure why they were able to table it because of that.
I think that part I don't know.
So this was a second continuance.
I wasn't aware of the first.
Oh, is this a second?
That was a question.
Oh no, I think it's the first. I think this is the first nomination in August.
But then they met, didn't they?
November 7th. November 7th was when they met.
So the state historical resource. Oh, so this is the second.
And so they continued it again?
That's what I was told, is to the first quarter of the year.
So I missed November 7th. I went to the August meeting.
I went to the State Historic Resources Board and they said it was tabled.
Oh, okay. But was that from the last meeting or this one?
I'm not aware of any other prior meeting.
Did they discuss it at all on November 7th? Not at all.
Can't get any information.
How strange.
Because they don't have the minutes on.
Well, they didn't have the minutes. So, you can only go with anything to say it's tabled. Nothing else.
I'll send an email to Amy and see if I can find out.
If you can find out why.
Yeah, what that means.
Just
what's
going
it
on.
It has to be in the public record, I think.
Okay.
Right? Unless something legal is going on and then we don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
But she can tell you. She can confirm that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
have committees. A few still.
That's why this is a good committee. This is a really good group. Yeah.
I
don't know anything.
I was just curious because I read the letter that these two guys put together, which I thought was great that we were on record of supporting that. And then I saw, because I get stuff from the OHP, and then I saw that, well, gosh, we went to all that trouble to write that letter, and then it's like,
they tabled it.
Yeah. And then I saw Amy's name was there. I've never really, I thought she should be the one to take over from Jay, but I'll just email her and see if she's
going.
There.
Yeah.
Amy?
It's such a small world.
Small and such joyous world. I was just curious because I thought, wow.
What brought you back?
Yeah. I hadn't realized that.
I didn't realize it was controversial. Exactly. But I mean, this was way, I mean.
Sometimes there's, you used to be able to tune in your radio.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
Can I get that little driving guide? Yeah.
But, yeah, I just, you know, and I just, and so cool park service, I just thought that was
great,
you
so
know.
Great. Like, oh, I'm so proud.
Yeah.
When it works.
Well, yeah. And I'm sure they don't do the, like at Chaco Canyon, they always used to have those, drop your quarter in and take the brochure, and then if you don't want to keep the brochure, I'm sure they don't do that anymore. It's probably, you know.
Trouble.
Yeah, probably now scan some QR.
I don't know though, but your signal, you don't always have a signal on Chaco Canyon.
Yeah.
So it might still be the paper.
It could be.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, are we ready?
We're ready.
Okay.
Okay.
Good evening and welcome to the November 14th, 2024 regular meeting of the Historic Preservation Committee. Madam Clerk, can you please call the roll?
Member Houston?
Here.
Member Thomas?
Here.
Member Euler?
Here.
Vice Chair Stratton?
Here.
And Chair Soriano?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Do we have any public communication today, tonight? Madam Clerk.
I have no public comment.
Okay, thank you. Then we can move on to the approval of the HPC meeting minutes from October 17th, 2024.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes of October 17th as prepared.
I second that.
May we have a roll call, please?
Member Houston?
I'll abstain since I wasn't here.
Okay. Member Thomas?
Yes.
Member Euler?
Yes.
Vice Chair Stratton?
Yes.
And Chair Soriano?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Our next item is the approval of the Historic Preservation Committee 2025 hearing calendar. We are going to change the calendar, I understand, and there's a staff report for that? It says there's a staff report, but is there?
The staff report was prepared by the director, and it includes in it an attachment of the calendar for both, for all the different committees and planning agendas that we have going for next year. As noted, and you received emails clarifying, we were making some revisions to the schedule to spread meetings out across the month. And so you've got the schedule before you. I believe yours is one of the few committees that did not have meetings falling on a holiday, but if you'll note on the calendar, some are highlighted in an orange color, and that's to reflect a meeting date that does not follow the pattern that would normally occur because there's typically a holiday on that day. And so your meetings would be on the second Thursday starting at 5:30 each month.
Do any committee members have questions of staff about the calendar?
No.
I just have one comment. I got a postcard from California Preservation Foundation indicating that the California Preservation Conference for 2025 is scheduled May 7th to 10th, and we have a meeting on the 8th based on the projected 2025 calendar. And I want to know if there's any flexibility in terms of moving that, because there's 40 sessions are planned at next year's conference, and I'm sure it'd be nice if some of us can go to that conference and find out what's going on statewide.
Where is the conference being held?
It's going to be held at the, it says at the state capitol. This doesn't tell me a whole lot.
Oh, does it say the convention center?
Well, yeah, Sacramento Convention Center. Mm. Now that I see it.
Is there any possibility that if some of us do attend that, I guess if we don't have a quorum, we don't have a quorum.
So I think there's a couple options. You could approve the calendar as is, and then when we get closer to that date, or if you guys know now that you're not going to attend, we can note that that item would need to be, that date would need to be adjusted. If instead we do have a quorum because only a couple of you decide to go, we could hold that date. It really is kind of up to who's attending.
Okay. Are those the only comments and questions? Okay. May I get a motion to approve the calendar?
Second.
Oh, I wasn't making a motion, sorry. Can I get a first motion to approve the calendar, please?
I'll move to approve the calendar.
Second.
Thank you.
May I have a roll call, please?
Member Houston?
Yes.
Member Thomas?
Yes.
Member Euler?
Yes.
Vice Chair Stratton?
Yes.
And Chair Soriano?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, our next item is the Citywide Historical Context Statement and Survey. I believe we have a staff report.
Thank you, Chair Soriano, Vice Chair Stratton, members of the HPC. My name is Jared Rosengren. I'm a principal planner within the Community Development Department. And this is our fourth in a series of going over the results of the Citywide Historic Context Statement and Survey. So this is phase two, this is the survey part. And as we move from the eastern part of the city towards the western part of the city, tonight we will be focusing on the Pierrepont community, and we're also going to add on the Ventura River community, which is a very small community just west of downtown. So this map is showing the different communities within the city that's defined in the general plan. Pierrepont is located on the western edge of the city along the Pacific Ocean, and it's basically the Pierrepont Bay area. And the Ventura River community, as I mentioned, is just west of downtown. The general plan describes it as within the coastal zone boundary. It includes Emma Wood State Beach, and its major activity is recreation with day use and overnight camping, and there's opportunities for passive recreation and nature study. So there really isn't a lot of development in this area, and the DPR forms that were provided, the identified potential landmarks are both bridges. So one of them is the Union Pacific Backwater Bridge, and then the second is the West Main Street Bridge. There is an existing landmark, the World War II gun emplacement, which is located on the southern edge of the community. And here are a couple pictures of the two bridges. And then in the Pierrepont community, also within the coastal zone, it's our unique beach-oriented residential community with high-quality beachfront homes. It includes the Harbor District and the Pierrepont neighborhood, as well as the Keys neighborhood. And it currently has a lot of highway-oriented type of uses like motels, hotels, food, as well as a shopping center, which was identified in the survey. And we currently don't have any landmarks in this neighborhood, so it's pretty exciting to see that the survey identified 22 potential landmarks within this neighborhood. So definitely adding to our inventory, which is an exciting thing. Most of the properties identified within this community were some of the original homes or older homes within the lanes that were built in the 20s. But it also identified, as I mentioned, the shopping center at the corner of Harbor and Seaward. And then there were other slightly different, like the Shores and Motel sign. So the sign itself was identified, but the building itself was not. So just like the other three times we've come and talked about the communities, the DPR forms provided each come with its own code, and so kind of decoding of what the DPR form is, why it's being recommended as a landmark, and describes the different attributes of the property. And basically, we just want to continue with this. We were hoping to bring back some of the questions that we've been collecting. Just didn't have time this month. We had one last week to work with because of the holidays. So we'll be bringing back all the questions that we've collected so far and come back in December to kind of catch up with those and then start the year off next year with the Midtown community, which will be a really big one. So, but that's that concludes my presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Jared. Are there any committee members who have questions of staff? I will start then. Regarding Pierrepont, actually, on the slides, I think they were four and five. It's back further, sorry. The two maps. So when you have the layer map of the Ventura River area, there's that map and then the prior map. I think there's one with layers. So Peking Street is on this map, it appears.
Okay.
Right at the edge, right at the eastern edge. Peking, it's not labeled.
Right, I see it.
Yes, yeah, so, and I think on the layered map, it's not included. It looks like it's, is it, no, the, actually, that, number four. Slide four.
Oh, you know, this is just my, basically sketch.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine.
Yeah.
So I was wondering about Peking. It wasn't, okay. I don't, it's named Peking, mm-hmm. but I don't know why, and I was curious about that.
Yeah, I'm not sure why either, but we can add that to the list of questions. I know there's a book out there by Hill, right, with the some explanation of most of the street names. I think sometimes there's no really satisfactory answer, but, you know, and I know, I don't believe this is where, like, old Chinatown was or anything like that, so, but it could be related, so let's add that to the list and we can bring that back with an answer.
Thank you. And then back to Pierrepont.
Mm-hmm.
There's a statement in the printed, I think this is the staff report, the printed staff report, and it says no homes were constructed between 1937 and 1950.
Yeah, I got that from the context statement that was, you know, we brought to the HPC last year. It's still technically in draft form.
Okay.
So if there's any thing that we know of that contradicts that statement, we would like to know so we can, you know, pass it along to HRG.
So I was surprised by that. So I did I only did two streets. So right by Pierrepont School was built in, I think, 1954.
Mm-hmm.
And just New Bedford Court is on one side of the school and Martha's Vineyard is on the other. It's that loop.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the Ventura County Assessor's office website where you can plug in the address.
Yeah.
And I plugged in four addresses on New Bedford and two of them came up 1938. One was 1938, one was 1939, and then on Martha's Vineyard, one came up in the 40s. So I think, and I also was wondering why in other neighborhoods we have buildings that are potential from the 60s and 70s, 50s, 60s, 70s, but not in Pierrepont. I think Pierrepont deserves a closer look.
So kind of look at more of that late mid-century era and how it and how it might express itself within the Pierrepont area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I think just addressing the properties from the 20s, you know, the original intention of Pierrepont,
yeah.
Pierrepont Bay,
mm-hmm.
doesn't give us a good snapshot of the Pierrepont community.
Okay. All right.
Oh, and also, the waterside restaurant, I think has been there, I can't remember how long. It was a scotch and sirloin before.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, how long has it been? It's been there for longer than I realized. And apparently it's been minimally altered.
So that might have been part of the original kind of marina development?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. We can ask HRG to look into that.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for me. Anyone else?
Well, I think I'd like to second a closer look at Peking Street, not just for the name, the history of the name, but also that block with the industrial sites that are on it. I think that we could definitely use a little more historic background on industry in Ventura.
Mm-hmm.
I know that one of those lots was the old Art City.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how deep that history goes that it was used for the arts, but it would be
should, how do, this is the awkward, how we proceed with these. Do we make a motion based on our feedback from HRG with our questions?
I'll let Shanna weigh in, but I think you could be as general as you want, because we have this recorded and documented, and we'll be going over it and taking notes. But if you want to feel like you want to sum it up and put it into a couple bullet points, sometimes that can help. Shanna, what would you think? Okay.
Yeah, I agree with Jared. If you'd like to make a motion to say what you'd like about what's already been proposed and give us any details of things that you'd like us to follow up on. I've kept some notes. I know Jared has some notes, but anything you'd like to put on record, we can go ahead and take a look at.
Okay. I guess since I have the most questions, so I'll make a motion that we touch base with HRG based and have them examine the Pierrepont neighborhoods more closely. And address the fact or the statement that no homes were constructed between 1937 and 1950, and examine Peking Street in the Ventura, what is that area called? What's that neighborhood called? Ventura River Community. Peking Street and its industrial use of the buildings in that area, and its context with and its relationship to Art City. Does that work? Okay, thank you. May I get a second?
I second
that. Thank you. Oh, may I get a roll call, please?
Member Houston?
Yes.
Member Thomas?
Yes.
Member Euler?
Yes.
Vice Chair Stratton?
Yes.
Chair Soriano?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, our next item is communications by staff.
Can I ask a question about the last meeting, because all the minutes said was there were questions, but it didn't say what the questions were. So is there a recap of what some of those questions from last meeting were?
I know one of them was a concern was raised about, we felt that there were more potential mid-century modern homes that were not identified in the college district than were filled out or, listed in the report that we got. I know that was one of the concerns.
Yes, and I think Member Euler pointed out he felt like there was some inconsistency with some of the information providing, some of the DPR forms kind of giving more information regarding, like if it mentioned a style of architecture, like describing the style, and then others not providing that explanation.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was just going to say.
Okay. But
you did a good job.
Okay.
And if you do watch the YouTube, the meeting is on YouTube, and those questions are addressed in there.
Okay.
I can't tell you where on
that,
but they are in there. And that was helpful. Yeah, I watched it, so that was helpful. It is time for communications by staff as well to the committee.
So under communications by staff, we have item number 4, which is the Washington School letter, which was drafted by the ad hoc committee that was assigned last meeting. Which included Member Euler and Member Thomas, who worked together separately of the committee to draft a letter, which is attached to your staff report. It's been since sent up to the State Historic Resources Commission, and Amy Crane has received it, and it was provided to the commission at their meeting. It was brought to my attention, as noted a little before, that the item was continued to the first meeting in next year. I don't have the exact date of that meeting. I don't know if they define those until they're a little closer. But once we know that information, I'll share that with you as well so that you guys can participate further if you'd like to. But you can read the letter, and generally speaking, the two ad hoc committee members agreed that the Washington School deserves consideration for being registered as a historic feature or property.
I had a question about that because we're a certified local government. And wouldn't it be incumbent upon us as the whole committee to, I mean, approve the letter and say send it from the committee as opposed to a subcommittee?
So the tricky part was that when we received the notice, there wasn't time in order for us to do further research as staff, to present information in a staff report, and convene a meeting that would be properly heard.
Okay.
So absent that, we provided at the last meeting the option to those members who were present to determine what they'd like to do, either to act as individuals or to share it with the public and those folks to respond as well. And at that meeting, it was decided to create an ad hoc committee that represented their two opinions and only their two opinions, but on our letterhead and representing those opinions, at least in that manner. Now that we've got it delayed, there could be additional outreach and information gathered. We're sort of waiting to see what HRG will bring back to us in their next round of information to us, because that might help inform us and be able to bring something back to you in a more formal way.
Are we going to get some feedback as to reason for the continuance in terms of they tabled it obviously and continued it, but did they say why they were continuing the item?
Her email to me did not clarify. It just stated that they were continuing it, and so I've since responded back to her.
Okay.
And asked both if they tentatively know what date that might be so that we can share that date and link if it comes up, as well as give us time in order to prepare for it. But as soon as I hear from them, I'll go ahead and share that with the group at the next meeting.
Thank you.
Do we have any more questions? Thank you.
I have no further staff communications.
Sorry. Are there any more staff communications?
No.
Any from any other staff? No? Okay. I make a motion that we accept this letter the Historic Preservation Committee receives and files the letter.
This actually does not require...
Oh, it doesn't have to. Oh, okay, thank you. So we just have it. We have it. It's available to the public as well. And then does the committee have communications for the staff or have any questions that they want clarified?
No.
No? Okay. Well, look, there's a general staff communication as well listed on this agenda.
No additional staff communications.
Thank you. Then we can adjourn the meeting. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I was like, wow. Because when I walked into the YouTube, I said,
okay, I'm sorry, I need to turn the recording off really quick.